So refresh the refuge in Guru Buddha Dhamma Sangha, then generate altruistic motivation to make this very session to be most meaningful for the preservations of Dharma, virtue, and be the perfect and complete causes and conditions for the noblest sentient beings' temporary happiness up to the ultimate happiness of enlightenment, including dedicating rest of our existence, in particularly this whole life. Yeah, and of course, this very session to be just like that. Thank you. Hello, so wonderful to be back to this pure land. It's amazing. Oh, so beautiful. So beautiful.
Oh,
the
So beautiful. No, I mean, every direction. That's the transformation needed all the time, you know, until yeah, that even in our ordinary mind,
It's there.
that even to the ordinary mind that unable to differentiate what is the resultant celestial mention and the causal celestial mention of the Buddhas. Very beautiful. Just now when coming in, you can see this amazing crown of the altar that adorned this time, and also the backdrop of the Sonnet throne. Yeah, and of course, now you are also hosting Kyabjan Lama Sobhri, which is holy relics in the center, and amazing, beautiful banners and what do you call chandeliers?
Chandeliers, yeah.
So beautiful, amazing, Omahu, rejoice, and now you know each and every one of you who. This intense consecrations of your body, speech, and mind through the practice of refuge, you are absolutely also object of offerings on this, isn't it? Without doubt. So much merit. So anyway, thank you so much. Very, very happy to be back. And you all look great. Thank you. Even though one year gone, but look fresh.
One year,
really?
Like we
Yeah,
thought we'd have a year, but no, Geshe-la's year is much shorter.
It's 299 days.
Oh, okay, only 299 days.
299
years.
Oh, okay. Yeah, and also hello to everyone online. Thank you.
So all of these people and everyone online all have all been doing the Nongdrayos. Together and at the same time we were doing the Nongdrayos when we put the chandeliers up, it was almost like they became like our refuge field, you know, all the lights of all the people and the darkies and the dakinis and everyone in the refuge field. So it really felt like we were in amongst it all, which
Yes.
was so nice.
Wonderful.
And so, like, we'd like to thank you so much, Geshe-la, for offering the Nongdrays, because it was like perfect timing, perfect place, perfect, all the conditions came together, and it's been so like surprisingly enjoyable, because you know, we hear about these things and we think, oh, it's like it's such a big commitment, or but this has just been really delightful to do.
Thank you.
And I think the key to it was because it was just bit by bit. So instead of like all one great big thing that we had to do, it was just like this month we're doing this and this month we're doing that, and then slowly, slowly we could do more.
Yeah, definitely.
Then we had very novel ways of counting.
Sure.
Some people heard 110,000 malas.
Wow.
And so, yes, we've had all sorts of little counters and books and ways of counting. And then, of course, as is a I don't know if it's a worldwide tradition, but an Aussie tradition, to the last minute cramming. So there's some people being up till midnight every night this week, just getting in the extras. There we go.
Amazing. Thank you. Amazing.
I'm not quite sure how we'll do this, but we've actually got like a physical thing to offer you, each one of us. So,
okay.
Unless you want.
Maybe I say a few words. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so just now maybe we were saying, you know, different people heard different commitment numbers. The greater the number is better, you know, more than you recite is better. Each recitation, it purifies our speech, accumulate merit, you know, through the actions of speech. Each time we motivate and dedicate and just simply remember to take refuge in Buddha Dhamma Sangha, that purifies the mind, that accumulates the merit of wisdom, merit of methods, such as like bodhicitta. Then each time that you use this physical aggregates in order to function the mind, function the speech, that naturally, you know, bring about purifications of negativities committed through our body, and accumulations of merit through engaging our physical aggregates in the gathering of virtue. Then there are subtle, you know, body, speech, and mind too. You know, we carry, in particularly subtle body, speech, and mind. The innermost subtle body, speech, and mind, that that it is continuum, is pervasive in all time, past, present, future, which serve as the very much the ultimate base where we designate, where we are able to designate as a living being. The innermost subtle aggregates, that which exists since our existence came into place, and as well as it will serve as the main basis of the present human life, as well as it will serve as a basis of our being in all the future lifetimes until we become Buddha. So, and not every reincarnation of ours carry the same, the grossal basis of our being, like such as the human body or the human human aggregates, which serve as a basis to function human intelligent. But the imprint that we accumulate through our three doors, body, speech, and mind, it very much plays in this subtle, you know, subtle base, you know, subtle three doors, which makes whatever amount of merit we accumulate very much the being that whatever rebirth it takes, whatever kind of gross body it takes, this meritorious accumulations through favorable life, like such as human life, will never lose. So therefore, it is not just, you know, exercising our gross aggregates and bring about purifications of just a human, you know, human body, speech, and mind. It ultimately bring the purifications of entire our existence. And that is the reason life after lifetimes, practice after practice, mundu after mundu, you know, many deity yogas, you know, many times of meditation on emptiness, many times of repeated cultivations of bodhicitta. So nothing is wasted. You know, every single moment it brings about the consecrations of the being, and that will help. That consecration will ripen as powerful causes to gradually, you know, lead to absolute awakening of our being, which is we call the resultant Buddhahood, you know. So therefore, while not every reincarnation of ours carries a favorable condition to practice Dharma, not every even in the human realm, not every human have the favorable condition to have refuge like Buddha Dharma Sangha. You see, so Buddha Dharma Sangha is a refuge of someone who aspires for absolute, genuine, pure, complete liberation. When we talk about object of refuge, they are ordinary object of refuge or temporary object of refuge, ultimate object of refuge, or the ultimate protection, temporary protection, ultimate protection. So for ultimate purpose, for ultimate happiness, lasting happiness, for temporary happiness, worldly kind of gain. So so kunchok sum, you know, kunchok sum, tarbadyabandam kya. Kunchok sum, the three triple gem, is the refuge of those who aspire perfect liberation, which is the state of true happiness, which is a state of true cessation from, you know, from karma, delusion. And that the refuge, Buddha Dharma Sangha, accordingly with the label of ultimate liberation that individual aspire for, will be conditioned to achieve that. You know, such as beginner in the beginner in Buddhist practice, the minimum reason or the goal of practicing Buddha Dharma is something not for not mainly for this life's purpose. It's mainly for future lifetime's benefit. You know, minimum benefit, minimum purpose is to overcome three lowly lungs and its causes, such as like 10 non-virtues and abiding in minimum precept of not intentionally harming sentient being, and gathering pure virtue, like such as 10 virtues, then you actualize small liberation, but still, it is a genuine freedom in relation to the unbearable suffering of three lowly lungs. And by actualizing the rebirth in the higher realm, such as precious human life and those of the gods, where they are still accessible, you know, to receive teachings, such as Shakyamuni Buddha's, Mother Maya. After she passed away, she born in the godly realm, where still, favorable to receive Dharma. That's how that Shakyamuni Buddha traveled to the godly realm and taught the Dharma in the deeds of repaying the kindness of his mother. So by taking refuge in Buddha Dharma Sangha, we were not born, those such as called the godly realm, that which defined as very miserable in relation to the suffering of godly realm, the suffering that they experience, before they depart from the godly realm after exhaustions of all the merits. So then, taking rebirth in Buddha's pure realms, which could be not completely the absolute liberation, but the liberation that which is defined from the Savaka Buddha, Supatthaka Buddha, Bodhisattva Yana practice, which is very much the between the liberation and existence of the sixth realm, purely just above the god realm, 33 god realms, like that. And then those who aspire for liberation completely from entire six realms and overcoming its causes, delusional ignorance, and the contaminated karma, by achieving the Pratyeka Buddha's liberation or Savaka Buddha's liberation, by taking refuge in Buddha Dharma Sangha, so that those freedoms are gained. And those individuals that who have this courageous heart, like such as altruistic mind, great compassion, bodhicitta, then the taking refuge in Buddha Dharma Sangha will cause us to overcome not just the self-grasping ignorance, but also to overcome self-cherishing attitude and actualize all the perfected skillful means, such as like the perfections in the six parameters, then gain the absolute state of omniscience, which is beneficial for the entire numberless sentient beings' enlightenment. Especially here, all of you who taking part in these Wandu retreats have already studied Lamrim, have already studied, whether you're coming from Nyingma, Gaju, Sajja, and no question about Namasungkhapa's lineage. All of you have exposure to gradual path to enlightenment, whether you call them as a Lamrim or not, but it is Lamrim. For so many years, many of the individuals here, you have been learning Dharma teaching, maybe 10 years minimum, or minimum 5 years, or 10 years, 20 years, 30, 40 years, 50 years, like that. And you develop very, very stable foundation of the common preliminary in your continuum. You have accumulated so much of merit without doubt. Repeated learning the Lamrim, repeatedly learning teaching on renunciation, bodhicitta, emptiness, repeatedly try to meditate onto them. You know, can you imagine the amount of the merit of wisdom and merit of method you have accumulated through such repetition is a great, which we individual ourselves may not able to measure them. Without doubt, you know, all these are actions. So every action has its result, whether you like it or not. You know, so therefore, all those practices has left a great amount of meritorious accumulations, both wisdom aspect of merit, method aspects of merit in our continuum. So without doubt, we should have confidence in that. So maybe offer the tea first. So you enjoy the tea. I will finish what I'm talking here. Quick one.
I'm under instructions, just short talk.
Okay.
Sorry.
Sure. So, yeah, so. Now finish talking. So Lamrim. So those are the practitioners of Lamrim. Then even if you are taking the refuge in Buddha Dharma Sangha from the small capable beings' point of view, still serve as a complete cause of full enlightenment. You know, anyone who is introduced to Lamrim, at the moment, even though you know you are taking refuge in Buddha Dharma Sangha, even in the motivation just to be free from three lower realms, actualize higher rebirth, even just observing 10 virtues and abstaining 10 non-virtues, even if you don't have motivation of enlightenment, but someone is introduced to Lamrim, is already accumulating causes for enlightenment. The whatever amount of merit you accumulate there, it will remain there until it actualizes the fruit of enlightenment. So the Lamrim is very much designed, you know, someone like Lamsongkhapa, to anyone, even you study or practice just the partial subject, it carry the the blessings of the whole teachings of the entire path, you know. So it's not like just listening, teaching, hop and all from here and there, but as long as, you know, teachings are given in relation to Lama, it's like that. So so from that point of view, you know, even serve as an extraordinary meaning to all of us here who take part in this practice. Now, another point is, you see, whatever we go through in this life, especially the unfavorable part of the samsaric life, like such as aging, sickness, death, we have not experienced the death yet. Aging already experienced. From the moment we born, next moment onward is aging. Sickness, you know, suffering or change, very much whole throughout the time we experience that. Maybe suffering or pain, maybe, you know, for always. But then pervasive compounded suffering every single moment from the very first moment of our existence came into existence in this contaminated aggregates, you see. So these are result of our past karma. It is fixed. Nothing much we can do. You know, even the death, even the entire, like I usually give example of, like maybe Yamataka become your father. You know, Vajrayogini become your mother. Manjushri become your Manjushri, your brother. 21 Tara is your sisters. Like from a same family, yeah. But then it's still, if you're still holding, you're still carrying this contaminated aggregates, none of them being your family also cannot save us from no need to go through the process of death and aging, etc. So these are things, okay. So therefore, for this very limited time, and majority of our existence is in others' power already, karma and delusions' power already, which is consequences of the past actions. We don't need to take refuge in Buddha Dharma mainly for the purpose of the protection of this life. You see, if we take that, then it discount, you know, the major benefit, which is the mainly benefit of the future lifetime. So therefore, very clear that we take refuge in Buddha Dharma Sangha mainly for the future lifetime's benefit, you see. So, and for the future lifetime's benefit, none of the refuge we have in this life will benefit us. There's no point taking refuge in Nargas. There are many people taking refuge in Nargas. Many people taking refuge in a worldly god. Many people taking refuge in human being. You know, husband taking refuge in the wife. Wife taking refuge in the husband. Parent taking refuge in children. Children taking refuge in the parent. You know, many old people taking refuge in old age home. Take refuge in money. Take refuge in medicine. You see, nothing can save us from these troubles that we already accumulated the cause. So therefore, we have to accept the reality of what we are in. And if things are not going right, I think, you know, very wise not to attach. You know, not to place as if this, you know, this ordinary object of refuge are as if like ultimate refuge. That until that we can't let go if things doesn't work. You know, it makes sense? Mm-hmm. You see, even it works, even if it seems like it's working, not to attach because it's not going to work long time. You see, so rather be wise enough to take complete refuge in Buddha Dharma Sangha, you know, mainly for the future lifetime's benefit. And rest of things that can be protected in this life, Buddha Dharma Sangha will do the best. That's it. So therefore, really, really wise and really, really wonderful, you know, that, you know, at least doing this refuge, especially for 1 year, you can carry on, you know, in coming days. And as a Buddhist refuge, you know, minimum recitations of refuge is lifetime, isn't it? So, but it's still naming as a retreat, it has its own blessings. It has its own impact. Like that. Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much, Geshe-la. I think when we were doing the Nongros, everybody said they're going to keep doing them and we're not stopping.
Please. Yeah.
And also it was like getting a whole bunch of new best friends, the refuge field, like our very best
sangha.
Friends.
Conventional sangha.
So I'd like to invite the Sangha up first. And so, Geshe-la, so then on behalf of all sentient beings, would you accept our Nongros?
Yes, definitely.
Oh, thank you very
with
much.
With so much of joy.
So,
rejoice. Thank you so much, Geshe-la. And also I receive, even in the center, there's one letter, very beautiful card, and there's someone who accumulated 110,000, the shorter line, and then slightly longer line, 150 over thousands, as a part of refuge. I received some emails, which, it, you know, not even in Australia, some in far away, accumulated some of, you know, like about 300,000, et cetera, et cetera. So with you and rest of the others, or those who are online, everybody, today we take opportunity to rejoice. Yeah?
Thank you.
I finished
them this morning. These are modern Deer and Dharma Chakra because they're 3D printed.
My son 3D printed them from my design. And then I offered lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of gold and over 110,000 miles.
So then we've also got a few of the online people.
Sure.
So from June Eggleton. June, wave your hand. This one, I think, is June.
Oh, June. Thank you.
And then we have from, this is from, oh, Kerry. Is Kerry here?
No.
And from Pearly.
Pearly.
Here, this one's Pearly. And from Francesca, who's wearing her fairy lights.
Oh, wow.
She comes to every puja wearing her fairy lights. And Annie Kunsang.
So all these practices of each and every one of you, we offer to His Holiness the Dalai Lama. This year is 90 years birthday. And His Holiness, during the 90 years birthday, he again prophesied and pledged to live up to 130 years. And all of this practice of refuge, want to retreat from each and every one of you, for him to even live more than that, you know, forever remain among us. Especially in this present holy body, and all his holy aspirations be fulfilled, especially these four major visions of His Holiness, you know, including the bringing harmony among all the religious faith, you know, there are four major visions of His Holiness to be fulfilled. May His Holiness also able to return back to Lhasa and turn the wheel of Dharma directly to all the peoples in Lhasa, all the peoples in China. Then also dedicate for all the other holy gurus of each and every one of you, equally like His Holiness life that each and every one of them to enjoy also dedicate for Tetralong Subarubaches. Holy wishes to be fulfilled. May Rubaches unmistakable reincarnation to actualize among us as soon as possible. May the reincarnation have all the conducive conditions to carry Rubaches enlightened legacy, if not more, but at least just like Rubaches himself in his previous life, be absolute in the service of preservation of Dharma, in the service of sentient being. May all the inner outer sacred obstacles to be purified in grip. Do just that. And each and every one of you always enjoy a life with complete, perfect meaning in Dharma and bring about full enlightenment within this very lifetime. So may all be auspicious, and thank you so much. Thank you, everybody. Yeah, rejoice. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
One last thing, Gitla, because we heard that it's your was your birthday yesterday.
Oh, so, wow, okay.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Jehovah. Happy birthday to you. Pray! Pray! Pray!
So this one also offer to His Holiness a long life, all the Gurus a long life, and each and every one of you and your family members would have a long life. For the happiness of all sentient beings, and we also make offer this as a soul offering to all the Gurus, Buddha, Dharma, Sangha, all the deities, Dhaka, Dakinis, and charity to all the sentient beings. Okay. Om Aum, Om Aum, Om Aum, Om Aum, Om Aum, Sai Ye Lam, Che Ye Shi. Oh yeah, thank you. Delicious, thank you.
Thank you so much, Geshe-la. Yeah. And we can all go and have some cake and
okay. Yeah, it's done, yeah.
Because it's done and because I'm under strict instructions to let you rest. Geshe-la just arrived from Perth today, this afternoon actually.
Good.
So
oh, good. Thank
so
you.
Thank you so
thank
very
you.
Much.
Thank you. Good night. Thank you very much. Now I think I will go after the tour. Then you need to go into a retreat to read your numbers. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.